Hey, love, we've come to the final note in this journey, but this isn't an ending. This is a threshold, a quiet rising, a soft but undeniable moment where something in you whispers, I'm not shrinking anymore. Welcome to Go Where It Expands You. This isn't hustle. This isn't urgency. This is homecoming. And if you've been waiting for a sign that it's time to stop editing yourself, to stop shape-shifting for survival, to stop making your power more palatable, this is it. I see you. You've done the work. You've paused. You've cleared. You've recalibrated. You've reset your rhythm. You've spent this season doing the hard, sacred work of getting honest, and yet something still feels tight. You're checking boxes, but it still feels like you're holding your breath. You've been managing the mechanics of your business, but you can feel your spirit inching towards something bigger. Not louder, bigger, truer. And the tension is starting to build. Between the client that still gets a yes, but your body already said no. Between the offer that used to excite you, but now just feels heavy. Between the launch you know how to execute and the vision that won't let you settle. That tension, it's your expansion talking, and it's time to listen. Outgrowing the container. Let me tell you about a moment that redefined what enough meant to me. I was on contract as a consultant, brought in to help lead strategy, guide execution, build something meaningful. And for the first 90 days, it worked. We were in flow. The container felt good. There was clarity, communication, momentum. But after that first cycle, something shifted. I could feel myself being subtly edged out. The tone of meetings changed. The collaborative energy turned into something colder, more performative. And I started second-guessing myself, second-guessing my value, second-guessing whether I had overstated my role or impact. I knew the strategy. I delivered what I said I would, but it didn't feel like enough. And that feeling, it started spilling into other areas of my business. I was drained. I was doubting myself. I was shrinking to stay inside a room I had every right to stand in. And then I heard the whisper, "This relationship isn't aligned anymore." Not because I was failing, but because I was forcing. So I let go. We rescoped. I exited. Not in bitterness, but in clarity. And I reminded myself, my service is enough, my structure is enough, my pace, my method, my voice are enough. And that's when I knew, if it costs me my peace, it's too expensive. You've filled out the expansion section of your dossier, so you know what I'm talking about. This is the section that usually comes with the most resistance, because expansion sounds exciting, but it feels terrifying. This section asks you to name the project you've been scared to say out loud. Define what your business would look like if it finally felt like truth. Identify what you'd be willing to release if it meant walking in more alignment. And you did it. You wrote your next chapter. Now this audio, it's where we walk into it.
Together.
Your inner yes. Let's slow this moment down. Get still. And ask yourself, gently, truthfully, if you didn't have to explain yourself to anyone, not your team, not your clients, not your coach, not even your inner critic, what would you say yes to? And just as importantly, what would you finally release? Ask yourself, what have I been postponing that actually wants to begin now? Where is my body already telling me it's time to expand? What am I afraid will happen if I say yes to more? And then listen for the place inside you that already knows. This next season might feel unfamiliar, but it feels like home. Your action steps, a living next move. Let's make it real. Choose one decision this week that reflects the next version of you. Not the whole leap, just one move, one moment, one line in the sand. Maybe it's a boundary you've been too polite to hold, a price point you've been too scared to raise, a program you're finally ready to retire, a message you're ready to post, not for engagement, but for integrity. Whatever it is, do it. No announcement, no buildup. Just alignment in motion, how you'll know it's working. You'll know this season of expansion is real when peace becomes your metric, when you stop justifying your no, when you stop shrinking your rates, your voice, your vision, when you stop chasing proof and start building what was already yours. You'll feel it when your nervous system relaxes even while your capacity stretches, your calendar aligns with your real life, your work stops performing and starts landing. That's expansion. And it doesn't always look like more. Sometimes it just looks like you. Unedited, unapologetic, unbothered, and completely undeniably in your power. I want to stop and say thank you for walking this journey with me. These weren't just audios, they were return points. Each one brought you back to a version of you that's always been waiting. So if you ever need to remember, come back. Not to me, not even to this file. Come back to yourself, because that's where the expansion always begins. And this time, you're not shrinking to fit it. You're rising to meet it. Let's go, love. The soft, build the sacred moment you've been moving toward. The place where the fog clears, just enough for you to see what's next. Expansion doesn't always roar. Sometimes it whispers. You're ready now, and even if it feels unknown, it already feels like home. Let's walk through this threshold together. Hey, I'm Taylor, the voice in your corner when you're ready to stop shrinking and start walking into the next thing, even if it terrifies you. This isn't the beginning of something new. This is the moment you claim what's already been rising, the shift that's been whispering, the invitation that won't let go. You're not here to repeat the same year in a different outfit. You're here to expand. Welcome to go
that's
where it expands.
That's the entry in the expansion dossier. If something landed for you, let it. You don't need to act on it immediately. Expansion isn't about urgency. It's about readiness. This series is meant to be revisited. Some episodes will make sense right away. Others will click weeks from now, when you're standing at the edge of a decision. If you want to continue this work, make sure you're following the email thread so you don't miss the next entry in the series. And when you're ready to translate clarity into structure, when you want help mapping what comes next, that's when support makes sense, and we're here for that. Until then, trust that awareness is progress. This has been the Expansion Dossier, and we'll pick up here next time.